The civil grand jury has released its report on several things regarding Sonoma County. One of them is about the health department, and we want to get reaction to that story. It says that basically that the environmental health and safety department is overworked and understaffed, and we don't have her on the live line. We've got her in studio. She is the director of the county environmental health and safety department. Christine Sosco is here. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning.
What's your reaction to this not super positive civil grand jury report?
At this time, it's a little kind of premature for us to make a comment.
It's early.
We're still reviewing the report findings. We haven't submitted that formal response. Any response to that is a little premature. I can talk more about like what we do and that, but I know that we're working on that response right now.
Okay, so that's the official word, and mm-hmm. and again, you know, the report says that it is a staffing and sometimes a budgetary issue, which is no doubt something that every county agency has to deal with.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Staffing is something we've been working very hard with. We currently have 9 vacancies, and we're recruiting for those vacancies. Overall, the whole profession, the environmental health specialist profession, mm-hmm. across the state, we're having a difficult time recruiting. And so,
why do you think that is?
I think we're just in a very odd state. We've got...
You mean the state of California?
No.
Okay. Some people would say, yeah.
Kind of in a state of flux. We had a lot of people recently have retired out, and we have a lot of new people coming into the field and into the profession, but we have kind of a gap of those experienced, those more kind of middle management positions where we're all kind of fighting for a small group of people to fill those positions.
Christine, I'm sure you're not happy that this report came out, but I am, because I'm interested to know all the types of different things you guys do. You guys investigate public swimming pools, spas, tattoo facilities, practitioners, and then, of course, now marijuana of all things. But this article that I'm reading says part of the problem, right, specifically in Santa Rosa, is the high cost of living. And also what I didn't know is you need a designated amount of hours with a special degree that Sonoma State doesn't even have. That's part of the reason you guys have the shortage of workers.
Correct. In order to have this degree, you have to have an educational requirement. Generally, it's a Bachelor of Science, and then there's specific courses that you have to take.
I would think, yeah.
Yeah, there's also training hours, and those training hours can be anywhere from, you know, 3 months up to 2 years, sometimes even greater than that. And after that, then you sit for a state exam. You have to pass that state exam. So it is a lengthy process, but there's a lot of, like you said earlier, with, you know, us doing food safety, now doing cannabis, and such a broad scope, there's a lot to learn to sit for that exam, because all of us are trained in all those different fields.
With regard to cannabis, and we know this is going to be a big issue coming up in the next, specifically in the next 5 months or so, in terms of recreational pot use, is your department going to be responsible for actually deciding, you know, what kinds of pot are safe or what kinds of pot are too strong or any of those determinations? Because that's a big nut to crack.
Yeah, we are actually overseeing the dispensaries. So we're looking at the dispensaries for health and safety, more from the perspective of sanitation and safety practices. And then we'll also be overseeing the manufacturing of the edible products, so the cannabis infused products, and making sure that those are being made properly to maintain food safety standards.
So kind of similar to what you would do with regard to a restaurant, yes?
Very similar, except for cannabis is not considered a food, and it's not considered
not
a drug. So we try not to use the word food.
Right.
We try to use edible or infused products.
Yes, I've noticed that throughout the state of California.
And also, too, I think your problem is not specific to just you guys, but, you know, as government agencies get hit with a budget shortfall that California got. You have to lay people off, and then you have to grow back your staff. And as you mentioned, it takes a long time to get the requirements. So everybody across the state is probably feeling what you guys are dealing with.
Exactly. Across the state, we're definitely, there are many people that are recruiting. There are many vacancies. And it is a great profession. We have a great team. They're very dedicated professionals. They do a wonderful job out educating, preventing illness. They do a lot of behind the scenes work. Mm-hmm. You really don't see them. They're not at the forefront, but that's good. When they are at the forefront is a lot of times when something has gone wrong.
Well, clearly it's a very specific and very scientific department. Christine, when would you expect your department to have an official response to this grand jury report?
I think we're getting very close to completing that. I know that we definitely are working on those drafts. We had so many days to respond. Mm-hmm. So I would suspect that we'll have it within the next couple of weeks.
Well, good. Well, we'll look forward to talking to you again then. Thanks so much for taking the time to come in this morning. We sure appreciate it.
Thank you.
That is Christine Sosko. She is the director of the Sonoma County Environmental Health and Safety.